This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Early on D Street, powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shataj Anand and today we'll talk about all the factors as well as stocks which will move markets on Wednesday, that is 6th of November. Well, indeed, it was a blip in the rally after around about 7th session of consecutive gains, but experts feel that the upside is still intact. Now, the Sensex closed above 40,200 while the Nifty 50 held on to 11,900 levels. Now, let's look at the final tally as well. The Sensex fell by 53 points to close at 40,248, while the Nifty 50 ended with losses of around about 24 points to 11,917 on Tuesday. Now, sectorally action was seen in telecom and FMCG space, while profit taking was seen in consumer durables, healthcare, capital goods, as well as metal index. Now, in the broader market, BSE mid-cap index fell 1.1%, while the small cap index was down by 0.8%. Now, on the macro front, activity in India's dominant service industry contracted for a second consecutive month in October due to muted demand. Now, this is according to a survey showed on November 5th. Now, here the big question in front of investors is, have we topped out? Well, going by the technical charts, there are signs of slowdown in momentum. But if the index manages to hold above crucial support levels such as 11,880 and 11,900, Nifty has a chance of hitting 12,000 levels. Now, the rupee gained 8 paisa to close at a fresh 5-week high of 70.69 against the US dollar. But the good news is that FIIs turned net buyers again. On the institutional front, FPIs were net buyers in Indian markets for 473 crores, while DIs were net sellers to the tune of 1,593 crores. Now, in terms of September quarter earnings, as many as 79 companies on the BSE will declare the results for the September quarter on Wednesday. Now, the prominent one being Lupin. Now, the net profit is likely to grow by 10% on a year-on-year basis, and for Tata Steel, net profit is likely to fall by 80% on a year-on-year basis. For Voltas, here the net profit is likely to grow by nearly 5% on a year-on-year basis. Now, remember, all the estimates are from Motilal Oswal. Now, so how is the Nifty place in terms of technical parameters? Well, Nifty took support near its 5 days exponential moving average and made a hanging man kind of a pattern. Now, index has to continue to hold above 11,850 levels to witness an up move towards 12,000 and then towards 12,103. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. While on the downside, major support is seen at 11,780. Now, three crucial levels to watch out for on Wednesday would be 11,861, 11,978 and 12,000. And maximum call open interest is placed at 12,000 followed by 11,800. Maximum put open interest is placed at 11,600 followed by 11,300. Now, there are two stocks that we have in focus which reported their results for the September quarter post-market hours. Titan Company reported a muted set of numbers for the quarter ended September. Profit grew by 1.8% to 320 crores on the back of subdued growth in the jewelry business, which contributes around about 80% to revenues. Tech Mahindra reported 17% jump in its September quarter net profit at 1,124 crores compared to 959, that is 959 crores reported in the previous quarter. Now, well, to make your day more profitable, we spoke to Religare Broking and they've given us three ideas for Wednesday. The first stock that they have on the list is Bank of Baroda. Now, that's a sell for a target of 95 and a stop loss of 108. Radico Khaitan, now that's a buy for a target of 375 and a stop loss of 315. Biocon, that's also a buy for a target of 290 and a stop loss of 250. Now remember, the upside potential is around about 6 to 14% on all the three stocks. These are not intraday trading ideas, but more of a positional play. So in case you initiate any positions based on these recommendations, well, do consult your financial advisor.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, independent equity analysis, exclusive trading recommendations, and actionable investment ideas to subscribers. In the great Diwali discount offer, you can get access to Money Control Pro for as little as 289 rupees for a year. Use code Diwali. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.